A lot of moves are being made in Jerusalem for the third temple to be rebuilt. The Levites practice their third temple songs. Jewish rabbis are carving the stones that will be used in the construction of the third temple. Saudi Arabia and its prince, Mohammed bin Salman, are making big statements that turn Jerusalem and potentially the Temple Mount back over to the Jews. We'll also look at how the physical Third Temple is a clear desire of the Jewish people as well as the Israeli government. Before we look at all that, let's look at a few Bible verses in relation to the temple of God that we are. 1 Corinthians 6:19 tells us, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" Jesus in John 2:19 references himself as a temple of God. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rise it up." The Jewish people at the time thought he meant the second temple that was still standing, but he was actually referencing his body, which raised 3 days later after his death on the cross. Jesus Christ is the perfect temple where we can go and commune with God. Our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit as well. But to fulfill end times prophecies which center around Jerusalem, the prophecies point to a physical third temple being rebuilt, and that's exactly what we're seeing take place right now in Jerusalem. Revelation 11:1 through 2 gives us the measurements of this third temple. And we can know that this is in reference to a physical third temple and not a temple in heaven, but one that is on the earth, by the end of those verses, which says, "But do not measure the court outside the temple, leave that out, for it is given over to the nations, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. We also have the well-known verses of the abomination of desolation referenced in the book of Daniel, again repeated by Jesus in Matthew 24, and also confirmed in 2 Thessalonians 2:4. The first case that we'll look at of moves for the third temple to be rebuilt in Jerusalem is the Levites practicing their songs for the third temple. On April 26, 2024, Levites tune up for the third temple. On Thursday, the third intermediary day of Passover, Levites gathered in Jerusalem. About 24 Levites gathered in the Old City to practice their singing while wearing garments designed for use by the temple musicians in the third temple. According to Gaon of Vilna, an 18th century Torah sage, he said that the temple music would be the last secret to be revealed before the Messiah. The Jewish people don't believe Jesus is the Messiah, which is why it's so important for them and everyone to realize that these prophecies of the third temple point to the end times biblical prophecies being fulfilled, not the return of Jesus Messiah. He'll return after the tribulation and the Antichrist is revealed. They definitely want to know Jesus as Messiah before that day, because that is the time of great judgment. Leaders in the Jewish community have been preparing the stones for the third temple for years. Before we look at the recent video of stones being crafted for the third temple, this video was released in 2022 of a rabbi preparing third temple stones. In this article on Israel 365 News, Jews begin building third temple on Israel Independence Day. Here's a few quotes from that article. "All of the rabbis we consulted agreed that we should begin preparing the stones. This wasn't just a physical action to produce dressed stones. We had to be very careful about our intentions. Of course, this was not a political statement. The intention was to unify the Jews and all of the world in making God one and his name one. This was an important act unto itself and a message to the nations as well as to the world, but it was also a message to God that we were not just sitting around waiting for the Messiah. We had the intention to show that we are actively working to bring the third temple as prophesied and as commanded." The desire and push for the Jewish people as well as the Israeli government, which we'll look at a clip from Benjamin Netanyahu at the end of this video somewhat referencing this, is for a physical third temple to be rebuilt.
"The maker of the universe made it clear for us that we are here on a mission, and it soon will take form in physicality, that the house of the maker in the holy land of Israel, in the greatest city of Yerushalayim, will hold and be blessed with the temple of Hashem that will be called the house of prayer to all nations. And everyone will come here to accept on themselves Adonai Elohei Israel, the fact that the maker of the universe is the leader of the nation of Israel, and he is the king.
The Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, has made huge statements in reference to Jerusalem and maybe even the Temple Mount being something that's more important to the Jews instead of those practicing Islam. We'll look at a few articles in reference to this, but first I want to play a clip from an interview with the Keeper of the Red Heifers from Shalom in Messiah Ministries, which one of the guys speaking explains very well this new development from MBS Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi prince.
Just a quick one to put that together. The designation of Jerusalem as a holy site to the Muslims was a political act. One of the dynasties needed a holy site in this area and didn't want to go to Mecca and Medina. And they are the ones who actually translated or interpreted Surah 17 into saying that when Muhammad went to the furthest mosque, that was in Jerusalem. So it was a political act that designated Jerusalem as a holy site to the Muslims. What MBS is doing is a political act of de-designating Jerusalem as a holy site. And if he manages or succeeds in that, then the whole situation in the Middle East is going to change.
Absolutely.
Let's look at two articles showing this massive change coming out of Saudi Arabia. Saudis seek to reboot Temple Mount status quo with peace deal. Saudi crown prince, Israelis have right to their own land. Heir to Saudi Arabia's throne says his country shares a lot of common interests with Israel. Now let's look at a recent video of an Israeli parliament member carving stones for the third temple. This was released on Israel 365 News. Israeli politician carves stones to build third temple. A video was posted on social media showing a former Knesset member, someone from the Israeli parliament, near the town of Eli, carving stones for the third temple. While carving the stones, he referred to a popular song in which they were saying, "From these stones will be built the Mikdash will be built, will be built, will be built." A Mikdash is a consecrated thing, in this case a reference to the third temple. The man carving the stones is Moshe Feiglin, and it seems like he wants to run for Israeli prime minister, and he made a very bold claim that if he wins, what will happen with the Temple Mount and the third temple. "But if I become prime minister, I will take away control over the Temple Mount from the Islamic Trust and reinstate Jewish sovereignty over the entire mount and hopefully rebuild the temple." In 70 AD, the second temple was destroyed. In 33 AD, the temple of the body of Jesus Christ was destroyed on the cross, crucified for you and me. But then he rose again 3 days later in victory over sin and death. This proves that Jesus is the Messiah. He rose from the grave. He fulfilled all the messianic prophecies. And this is the temple that we need to focus on, because while the third temple gets rebuilt, what's coming next is a massive deception from a false Messiah, and you do not want to be deceived and led astray from the truth of Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the most important temple that ever lived, that rose from the grave in 33 AD. The Temple Institution and Temple Movement have been preparing articles for the third temple. Stones to be used in its construction are being prepared this very day. And the desire and push of the Jewish people as well as the Israeli government is to build a physical third temple, which when this happens will be one of the biggest prophetic events to take place in human history. Put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah of all people, so you're not led astray by the massive deception, the abomination of desolation that will come alongside eventually with this third temple.
And it was here in Jerusalem, some 2,000 years later, that the soldiers of Israel spoke three immortal words, "Har Habayit Bi'adenu," the Temple Mount is in our hands. We are in Jerusalem and we are here to stay.